Hard to imagine it could have gone any better. The debut performance of Redskins rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III against a quality New Orleans Saints team. Now the hard part, continuing to live up to expectations. Joining us live, James Brown, host of the NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime. JB, we're ready to go to the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm sure so many folks are thinking that after week number one in the NFL. Hey, first of all, I have to tease. Your co-worker Jamie and I are probably laughing so hard. I just hopped out of the pool, and my wife accuses me of giving way too much information, so I'll let you check with her after we get off the air.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I was just scrambling. I was scrambling to get ready to make sure I was on time, and she says, what are you doing? And I said, oh, well, anyway, dot, dot, dot. So.
Well, I can tell you Jamie's blushing.
That explains the splash, though.
Three has been the talk of the league coming off of week one, and you guys know all the storylines and the subtext there. I mean, going into New Orleans where they were undefeated last year, having scored 41 points at home, and he just did a magnificent job showing that he can make all the throws. He's smart, great decision maker. I hope that Pierre Garçon is at full strength. We'll have to wait and see, because they're going to need that to keep going.
By the way, Jamie is still blushing as we speak here. JB, for years now, you've had this awful thing of being a Redskins fan on TV, national broadcast every week, and they have really been stinking up the house. Do you think finally you're going to get some bragging rights here and some respect?
I am cautiously optimistic, and you know, I'm an unabashed Redskins fan. I was talking with my colleague, Tony Mobley, and we were talking about how the city, you can tell what the attitude is. It's discernible when the Redskins win or when they lose. And we have been in a funk for so long. I even came back from New York on a train with a little pep in my step as well. So, yes, their success impacts me as well.
And Griffining has become the new Tebowing now.
You know what, and fellas, I was so concerned going into the week because there's been so much hype about the young man. He's still going to have to learn, and all of the commercials, I'm thinking, gosh, can he live up to the hype? But again, what an impressive week one start. And even for those rookie quarterbacks who didn't do so well, look, they're going to be okay, especially Andrew Luck. But RG3, I mean, look, I'm as excited about him being as fine a person, if not better a person, than he is.
Absolutely.
A football player.
That's a great point. Now, listen, JB, before you go, we looked in our mailbox, and we looked again, and then we had somebody else check our mailbox.
Okay.
We didn't get an invitation.
To?
Your golf tournament.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I consider myself an appendage. It's really Mike Wilbons. He asked me to be on board, but I promise you, now that I've been busted on radio throughout the metropolitan area, I will never make that mistake again, because it benefits the high school kids in D.C. who want to go to college. And finally, let me just say this. I know negative incentives.
It's at Lansdowne, by the way, and we want to tell people who could be interested that it's going to be Thursday and Friday, September 27th and 28th, right?
Hey, thank you so very much. Down at Lansdowne, yes, to raise funds for the D.C. College Access Program, benefiting kids who want to go to college. And hey, as a first college educated in my family, I know the benefits of that. Thank you guys so much for pushing that. I appreciate it.
Hey, what do you think of that? I mean, you went to Harvard. I mean, you're a pretty smart guy. What do you think of this cheating scandal at Harvard?
You know what? We've all been in situations that are being tempted, where you're tempted. I just pray that they will benefit from this, to know that's not what you're to do when one is given the opportunity to show some honor, if you will. But yeah, I just hope that they can benefit from this, you know, going forward. I understand the pressures associated with such, especially at a school like that.
I wonder if that's going to be brought up as you get roasted at this golf tournament, by the way.
You know what? I think I'll be able to handle myself okay. There are a number of folks who've done it, and they've come out okay with that.
Yeah, so
learn your mistakes early.
We're going to provide a copy of this tape at the roast so they can hear about you going into the pool and the fact that you're just an appendage.
Well, Jamie will tell you that what I was attempting to do is swimming side to side. My colleagues ridicule me, saying that's not a workout. No, the pool is 30 by 60. That's a pretty good workout. So I just wanted to get some encouragement from you guys. Side to side is okay, right, while you're learning?
At a certain age, yes, it is.
Yeah, at a certain age, and that fits. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, too.
Cool, you too, stuff. JB.
Okay, bye-bye.